The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret, and your Father, who sees in secret, will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners, so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearances, so they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you may not appear to be fasting except to your Father who is hidden. And your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
To what shall we compare God's given life? For some, life is like a flower that blooms in the morning but withers in the evening. Life can be compared to a sun which rises in the morning but sets in the evening. But today we will be reminded that life is like a dust, that our life is a dust, and unto dust we shall return. Ash Wednesday, the beginning of Lent, is a day where we take our life seriously to reflect our life, who we are, where do we come from, where do we go. The ashes marked on your forehead is a sign of our total surrender to the God who created us, our total surrender to the God who called us to return to Him and invite us all to repent, turn to Him, and believe in the gospel. But the question is, after we receive the mark on our head, after we receive the ashes, up until the day when we will turn into ashes ourselves, what do we do? The reason why we have these 40 days to begin with is for us to truly delve into our own spiritual life, to delve into our life of how can we respond to this God who called us back to His fold, to return to Him, to repent, and to believe in the gospel. The church gives us all the things we need to do to develop that spiritual discipline for us to restore ourselves to a good relationship with our God. The gospel tells us that we need to pray, to fast, to give alms, but not just doing it for the sake of doing it, but to go beyond being ashes, to live your true potential as children of God, to rise above ashes and live as true children of God. We are all called to be a saint. But as a saint, we must always look forward and realize our own life, our own impending life. So today, my dear brothers and sisters, when we receive the ashes, let us turn to the Lord. Let us repent of our sins. Let us believe in the good news in the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we start ourselves by living our true potential as God's children. From the moment we receive the ashes to the time when we become ashes ourselves, let us entrust our life to God who created us and who wants us all back to life eternity.